this is something that I've had reports on previously, as you say, and on an ongoing basis, there were people in that area complaining about antisocial behaviour and groups of youths gathering there and so on, and partying and so on going on there. And there was a lot of concern about that. So I'm not sure if that is in any way related to what happened last night, but there has been certainly previous reports and concern expressed previously about it. So I think that maybe we need to have a discussion around making that site more secure. But, you know, as I say, I don't know if there's any other overtones around what happened last night, but that has been an ongoing issue with antisocial behaviour there.
Because while the fire on this occasion was contained to that site, we don't know if there could be another future incident that the fire could spread. And as you say, something does need to be done to secure the site.
Yeah, yes, I think so. I think we need to have a discussion around that now. There has been warnings that certainly I've had warnings from residents that there was an issue there with young people gathering and with antisocial behaviour. So we can't ignore that. And, you know, this is a serious incident now that has happened. And I don't know if it's related to that or not, but we need to have a look now and see what can be done to make that site more secure. And we maybe need to look too at other places around the town that might be similarly vulnerable, and make sure that we can make them as safe as possible.